So as I mentioned, with the Moonlight Sonata, we've already begun to travel in the direction of the Romantic period, the period that comes after the Classical period. With the next piece, Barcarolle by Chopin, we are fully in the world of musical romanticism. Romanticism was an artistic movement that happened in all of the arts, not just in music, and that really hit all of Europe. So French artists, German artists, Italian artists, artists from many different European countries and in many different artistic media were struck by the Romantic Bach. Romanticism, like all of these names for musical periods, is a very broad term that's used to describe all sorts of different kinds of styles and outlooks. Romanticism is generally associated with an interest in extreme, intense emotion. Romantic artists were fond of pouring out their hearts in their art. And I suspect that some romantic artists deliberately inflicted heartbreak upon themselves in order to have more material for the artworks. So I think some of them, like sort of on purpose, got mixed up with the wrong people and put themselves into some painful relationships because it would produce more fodder for tear-jerking art. Much romantic art expresses a tone of yearning for something unattainable. Now, all of us yearn for things we can't have. It's not just romantic artists who yearn for things they can't have. That's pretty much part of what it is to be a human. But romantic artists were especially obsessed with yearning for things that they couldn't have. And they were especially likely to express that yearning in their art. So many romantic artists were deeply nostalgic for their childhoods, for their homelands, for all sorts of bygone things that they obsessively longed for.